The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in the boat mending their nets. Immediately called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think all of us are familiar with that story of the calling of those first four disciples. You know, one of the things we need to realize is that God calls each and every one of us in our own way. Our call, I am sure, is much different from the call to those first four disciples, but God calls us into ministry just the same. You see, each one of us has been given the gift of the Holy Spirit in our baptisms. And not only does the Holy Spirit awaken our faith and help us to grow in relationship with our God, but the Holy Spirit calls us into our own personal call to ministry. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts and talents, and the Holy Spirit challenges us to use those gifts to the betterment of His kingdom. You know, one of the things the Holy Spirit does is call men and women into the ordained ministry. I think as we go through the call process here at St. Paul's, you might have noticed that there is a shortage of pastors. Last year, there was a class of zero entering seminary for a four-year degree from our synod, from the Northeastern Ohio Synod. There were zero. When I went through and I was ordained, there were 10 alongside me that were being ordained. There were a total of 11 in my class. This year, there were zero entering seminary. Last year, there was 3. At this point, I have to tell you my own call story, how I wound up in seminary. I was one of those pipeline pastors that goes right from college to seminary. I was extremely active in church as a youth. I was an acolyte all throughout junior high and high school. I was a communion assistant. I was a lay reader. I was the president of the youth group, and I sang in the high school choir. I even served a term on church council. It was a very small church, and they desperately needed volunteers, and I volunteered for everything. And everyone told me one day I would become a pastor. But I had a secret. I was so very active in church because I was tremendously shy. And there were lots of pretty girls in church and not so many guys. I really liked the odds in that church. So here I was coming to the church for the girls. And some people would come up to me, and a lot of people came up to me, and they told me that I would be a pastor someday. And I would just smile, and I'd say to myself, wrong. No way. Uh-uh. So when I graduated from high school, I did the family thing, and I entered engineering at Ohio State. You know, I was a satellite engineer. But I continued to go to church. I continued to volunteer at church. I even spent a year teaching fourth grade Sunday school. I got involved with campus ministry, again, because a pretty girl asked me. But then the Holy Spirit kept working on me. And eventually I was going to church for the right reasons. And by the time I finished my third year of college, I knew what God wanted for me. All those people from those my junior high and high school years were right. God was calling me to be a pastor. So I graduated and took a year off to save money and went off to the only seminary that would take a person with a highly technical degree back then. That was Gettysburg. And that's how an Ohio City boy eventually became a pastor to the Pennsylvania Dutch. But that's a different story. My wife's call story is totally different. She says that as long as she could remember, she felt the call to be a pastor. But when she was a young person, women could not be ordained in the Lutheran Church. And even when they started ordaining women when she was in high school, that was kind of a new thing. And she was told when she went to seminary to have a backup plan in case this whole thing about women being called as Lutheran pastors did not work out. So her undergraduate was a French teacher, just in case. The bishop's story is even more interesting. Bishop Allende had a very varied background. Perhaps some of you may have seen him as a sports reporter on TV. He did marketing for the Cleveland Indians. He spent many years as a teacher in Akron. He also was extremely active in his church. And his church had an incredibly difficult time finding pastors. It was an African-American church in Cleveland, and they wanted an African-American pastor. You know, one thing rarer than an African-American Lutheran church is an African-American pastor. And for many of his years in this church, they didn't have a pastor. And he wound up doing a lot of things that a pastor would normally do. So he came to his senses and said, you know, I'm doing the work of a pastor. Why don't I just become a pastor? And, you know, the church has a program for older, highly qualified individuals to become a pastor with just 1 year of training. And most of that is online. And those pastors would be ordained after a year of training, and they would serve in hard-to-fill congregations. usually congregations looking for part-time pastors. So Bishop Allende entered the program at seminary at the age of 57. And at the end of the year, he was ordained a pastor at his home church in Cleveland. He entered seminary at 57. Remember, I said that there were zero candidates entering seminary from our synod? You know, there are four in this one-year program, one of whom is in their late 60s. Even the majority of those entering seminary for a traditional four-year degree are no longer coming as pipeline people. About 4 years ago, the average age of those entering seminary for that four-year degree was 45. I've even known someone who entered seminary for a four-year degree at the age of 68. But as I said earlier, God calls everyone to types of ministry, not just the ordained ministry. My oldest daughter, you know, she's had two parents who are pastors, and she said, "I've known lots of good pastors, and what the church needs is more good lay people." And so she sees herself as called to ministry, but not the ordained ministry. She's a special education teacher, and she sees herself truly as being blessed of working with challenged children. But she also sees herself as called to be a foster parent to challenged children. She sees that as a calling in her life. And so she has two foster children as a ministry that God has called her to. She also feels called to lead a Bible study for other millennials in her congregation. So before she had those two foster kids, each Wednesday night, she led a Bible study for 20-somethings in her congregation. She said she finds this really difficult. She says that working with 20-somethings are kind of like herding cats. They all want to come with their own agendas, and they all want to go in their own directions. And it's frustrating, but she labors on because she feels this is something that she is called to. And when things settle down for her, she's going to go back to teaching that Bible study for millennials. My younger daughter feels called to work on behalf of God's creation. All throughout college, she ran the environmental group at her college, and it was like a full-time job on top of her studies. In fact, she chose one of her majors to be environmental studies. And though she's now using her other degree, her long-term goal is to go back and work in environmentalism because that's something that she feels called to do. One more story. I have a friend by the name of Butch, and I am incredibly proud of Butch. Butch spent a number of years as a chief financial officer at a major corporation in Akron. One day when he was about 50, he sat down with his wife and said he figured that he made all the money that he really needed to, and he felt called to take his life in a brand new direction. He wanted to quit his job and go to work as a treasurer at a nonprofit. This nonprofit really needed someone of his expertise, but they could only pay a fraction of what he was getting paid for at his previous job. And they did it. And that's 10 years ago. And he's still working as a treasurer for that nonprofit up in Akron. Each one of us who have been baptized have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has called each of us to ministry. And it may not be the professional ministry of the church. It could be working in the church. It could be as simple as singing in a choir, acolyting, serving on a committee or church council. But that's a call to ministry just the same. You know, God may be calling you to work in the community or work in your family. What the Holy Spirit has called you to do, I do not know. That's something that you need to determine yourself. But there's one thing I do know, that God has called each and every one of you.